Gemara is explaining why you need so many psukim. So the Gemara quotes the Tana de Bechizkiah that you have a pasuk, Maki Nevish Beimish Amen and Maki Adam Yumas, written in the same pasuk, that's called a Hekesh. Whenever you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, that's called a Hekesh. So what is the relevance of the Hekesh? Ma, Maki Behema. With respect to what lachayva mamon, that's a mishnah bavakam at the end of the second parak. Odamud liyolam beim shegig beim amazed beim beernis. But what's adam amazig is always chayv. So it says makah behema yishalmena under all circumstances. So to makah adam yumas under all circumstances. What do you mean under all circumstances? Chayv misa. It's not true. No, so it means Mam Makabem Lochilakto Lachaiva Mamin, Af Mako Adam Yumas Lefotra Mamin. You apply Kamlai with the Rabbine, and he's always Potter from Mamin under all circumstances. And the Bryce, the Tana de Bechizkio, mentions three details. Then Shaykh Glameza, Be'enos Ratzman, Miskavan, the Shane Miskavan. Why did he mention three? So that's what Tosis wrote earlier in the Perik, the Gimel in Yoni Mammon, Ari Tana de Bechizkiah. He's talking about three different kinds of Mammon, and the same place appears in Sanhedrin and in Baba Kama. What are the three different in Yoni Mammon? So what is the famous din of Tana de Bechizkiah with respect to Kamalai with the Rabbinai, that even a Asarif Gedisha Shal Chavera B'Shabbos, the Mishnah says in Baba Kama, you're not chayef to pay, because Kamalai with the Rabbinai. So what if he burnt Gedisha Shal Chavera B'Shabbos B'Shoigek? Or b'mezid b'li hasroa, same thing. Or b'zman hazeh, same thing. That the lemaisa there isn't going to be any einish misa. So that's the famous from all the three dinim of Tana Bechizkiah. That's the most famous. That's the one that the Gemara quoted in the context of kamalei b'derabminei and the sugya of kamalei b'derabminei. That even though he's on the mechal shabbos b'shoigig or b'zman hazeh, that there's no einish misa b'li hasroa, he still apply kamalei b'derabminei. That's lochi lakta m'sheig lemaisid. What do you mean, lachilakta be miskaven l'sheinu miskaven? So that Tosis explains, if you look in the Gemara quotes it in the context of a different thing. There is a machlekes hatanoim, what's the din? Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanim, Shimon by Yechai and the Rabbanim. What's the din? Miskaven l'aragazeh b'haragazeh. I'm aiming to shoot Reuven. I hate Reuven. And then by accident, I kill Shimon. They're both Yisraelim. If miskaven l'aragazeh b'haragazeh b'haragazeh ben Adam. So then you put it, but he was Niskaman Larag. He was Niskaman Larag Adam, the Horag Adam. So that's a machlokes hatanai, whether Niskaman Larag is ever Horag is Chai Misana. What are the Makurvis and Chumash for this machlokes? So the Pasuk starts off, Ki Natsu Anoshim, and the Gemara has tradition, Benitsu Shadimisha, Bemisa Hakosimadabi, Ki Natsu, they're fighting, they're trying to kill each other. Then, Venokvi Shaharabi Yatsi Ladeho, the woman survives, but the fetus died. Then there's a din of the mevelotis. If the woman dies, then it says v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. So the pasuk pshat is even though he was niskamen l'aragazeh b'haragazeh, ki notzah noshim ruvi is trying to kill Shimon. And then what happened was he killed by accident a woman. So the simple reading of the pasuk is v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh niskamen l'aragazeh b'haragazeh is chayv mis. The other sheet in Tanoim says no. When it says, when it's at the nefesh tachas nefesh, it means, theoretically, because the pasuk says, ki yozid ish al reyeh lahargo b'yarmo. If he intended to kill a person, he didn't intend to kill him, he intended to kill someone else. So in this kavan lahargazeh b'hargazeh can't be chai mesa, because the pasuk says, ki yozid ish al reyeh lahargo, you have to have mezid, he has to plan to kill him. So what does it mean? It means theoretically, since theoretically he should have been chayv misa, even though lemaisa he's not, because it's kavan l'aragazeh b'haragazeh patur. But you say kam lebi derab minei. It means anasat nevesh tachas nevesh means he deserves the einish misa, even though he's not going to get it lemaisa. So you say kam lebi derab minei. He doesn't pay the mevelotis. Then the Gemara quotes the third pshat is Rebbe's pshat. And a sata nefesh, tachas nefesh, means that he has to pay koifer. We used to thinking that choma bishor mi ba'adam, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that a shor hamut shaharagas adam, mishalim is a koifer, and adam shaharagas adam never pays koifer. If he killed b'mezid, yechayv mezid, killed b'shogig, gotari miklot, there's never a din of koifer. The Gemara has a drasha in Kufi Yushas Alav. If the Bezin will determine that he's Chayvka, why Kufi Yushas Alav? In Yechayvu a Kufi, why in Kufi Yushas Alav? So Alav is a diuk. Alav alay al ha'adam. That Adam Shaharges Chaveiro never pays Kufi. So the Rebbe is of the opinion that Niskav Lahargazev Hargazev. When Asata never stachas never means you pay Kufi. So that's what Tana de Bechizki says over here. Lo chilakta be miskaven lo she'ena miskaven. The loshem miskaven means in skam largazeh b'horagazeh, and he's a reference. He's alluding to Rebbe Shita. The Rebbe is of the opinion skam largazeh b'horagazeh pays koifer, and he says no. Lo chilakta lo folcher moment. Then skam largazeh b'horagazeh does not pay koifer. No such thing. What's the din? So it's a machleg sabshim and rabbon. Whether it's chay misa or not, but koifer he doesn't pay. That's the second din. Avtana de bechizkiyah. And what's the third din? The niskaven ben derech aliyah le derech yirida. So that's a totally different din. The Gemara quotes it in this context that one might have thought you need so many psukim to say that you can't pay koifer to be off the hook. So I needed one pasuk if he killed b'mezid, he can't pay koifer to be potter from misa. I need a second pasuk to say if he killed b'shoigeg, he can't pay koifer in order to be potter from going at the golas. And if you would have had one, you'd know the other. The Gemara said, there's room to distinct. There's a swala chalik in either direction. So then I would have thought mistakenly that there should be a difference between derech aliyah to derech yirid. I mean, see, benegir to kolos that if he kills derech aliyah, he's not goyla. If he kills derech yirid, he is goyla. So one might have thought that maybe if he kills b'mezid, if he murders b'mezid derech aliyah, he's chayv misa. One might have thought, but you see that Derech Aliyah is more kal than Derech Yirida. So I would have thought if he murders someone, Derech Aliyah, b'mezid, maybe then he can't pay a little koifer and get off the hook. So that's my need, the Tana de Bechizkit, to tell me, lo chilakta ben Derech Aliyah le Derech Yirida. Because the Gemara says here in this whole Omud, Laman Zainam Beis, continuing to Laman Chesmanav, you need each step of the way, you need another gilui from a pasuk because there's a mokum lechalik. Okay. Then we gave an introduction to the Mishnah Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. We went through a little bit the Gemara, the end of Nedarim. The Tanoim coined an expression, Yisai Mebechai Yaviyah. What's Yisai Mebechai Yaviyah? So I mentioned that once asked Tanabchina, what's Yisai Mebechai Yaviyah? It still stands out in my mind. The boy wrote that the mother died and the father's alive. That's Yisai Mebechai Yaviyah. So that was not the answer that I wanted. I wanted, this is a technical term, Yisai Mebechai Yaviyah, that was coined by the rabbis, by the Tanoim. Yisai Mebechai Yaviyah means the mother and the father, everyone is alive, they should all live Admer Yisam Shana. But Yisai Mebechai means she's not Bishus Aviyah. So here the girl is also not Bishus Aviyah. Till 120 years old, the parents should live, but Al Pidin, she's not Bishus Aviyah. When is the girl not Bishus Aviyah? Either Bogra, when you reach Bagra, she's no longer Bishus Aviyah, or if Nisus, after Nisun. What if Niskacha? What if the woman, what if the girl has, she's still a Ketana or a Naira, and she only had Eris and she didn't yet have Nisuin. So is Eris in Moitzim Mishus Aviyah or not? So the Gemara says on the first daf in Kiddushin, second daf in Kiddushin, that Beis daf Gimel, Gemara says Eris is partially Moitzim Mishus Aviyah. Where do you see it's partially Moitzim? Calls man that the Ketana or the Naira didn't have Eris in, so the father can make an Adorim all by himself. The minute she has Erisin, then the father is no longer the sole balabas on Hafaris and Dorm. Then the din is of the Obaila, Mithirim Nedareha Bishutfis, Hefezevel Hefeze Enamufar, Achiaferish Naim. That's the name of the Perik in the Yadim in the Dorm, Perik Naira Hamarasa. The girl is a Naira, she's not a Bogeris. Once she's a Bogeris, she's Yisamim Bechayavir, she's not Bishus Aviyah, he's not a balabas to be Mefer. And once she's Nisis, she's not Bishus Aviyah anymore, she's only Bishus Baila. So the Mishnah has careful that their name of Perik is Naira Hamarasa. She's still a Naira, not a Bogeris, and she's only an Arusa. So then the Mishnah says, based on the way that Tanoim read the Psukim, Aviyah Baila Mithirim Nidara, you need both together, should be made for the Nidorm. So the Gemara says that Erisin is partially Moitzim Mishus Aviyah, but not fully Moitzim. So therefore the Gemara has the following difference. Let's say the girl was Nisarsa, and then the husband died, or the husband gives her a get. So then she's Choseris Lushus Aviyah. And the Dorim, they coined a term for that that's called Nisrektim Rishus Aviyah. she empties out, she rolls back into the Mishul Zavir, because she only left with one leg. She only went out partially Mishul Zavir. She didn't leave completely during Erisin. So if the husband, the Orus, if the husband, the Baal, gives her a get, the husband dies, so then the Srek, the Mishul Liavir, she goes back into the Rishus of the father. But once she's going to be Nisus, then she left the Rishus of Yer completely, then the husband dies or divorces her, and she's still a Ketana, she's still a Naira, for a father. Once Nisus, she's a Yisayim B'chayavir, she doesn't return back. So how is it relevant over here? So there's a Mishnah later, the beginning of the fourth parak, the Mishnah says, someone was Ma'anis and Mefat to the girl, so who do you pay the money to? What money is there? So, Oinus and Mefata, Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Then the Gemara learned that from a Pasuk, that not only did they pay Chamishim Shekel Kesef, whether she's Aniyah, Ashira, Mishpacha Mechubedes, or Mishpacha Mevuza, does make a difference. Chamishim Shekel Kesef is the same, but in addition to that, you got to pay Boishes a Pagam. So the Pagam is Nezek, and Boishes is Kakol Kafi Hamavayish, Ham is Bayish. So that'll make a difference what family she's from. How you will be able to assess the boishes. So the Gemara says that everything is given to the father. And the Chumash, it only says that you give the knas to the father. And then the Gemara learned that from a Torah Shem Balped Rasha, that in addition to the knas is also boishes of gam. So the Mashmoy says that you give everything to the father. So the Mishnah makes a statement, what happens if the girl is bogra before Hamad Bedin? So then the Mishnah says, Hare Hain Shalatzma. That's a gusa that we have. Hare Hain Shalatzma. What is Hare Hain in the plural? So Tosis understood, but the Rishonim disagree. The Ran and the Rif disagrees. But Tosis understood Hare Hain means not only the Onus of Mefatamani goes liatzma, the Boshes of Pekam also goes liatzma. Why are there Rishonim who disagree? Because Hamad Bedin is only relevant for Knas. In Knas, we saw the Tosis on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Tosis quoted Ayushalmi, and it's a Bavli, and Maseches Bava Kama, and Perek Meruba, that the Bavli and Yushalmi both say there isn't even a Midas Chasidus to pay the Knas before Hamad Bedin. The Boshes of Pagam is regular Mammon. So Boshes of Pagam, really, Hamad Bedin shouldn't play a role at all. So that's why there is a group of Rishonim say, if loy hispiko lahamad bedin, ache bogro, and hamad bedin is what clinches the chi of knas. Before hamad bedin, there's no knas. So harein shalatzma only goes on the knas. She gets the knas. The father is no longer, the father's not a balabas over her. Once she's bogro, she's a son of b'chayavir. She's not bishul savir anymore. So the father doesn't, can't make a psak din that the oin, the ma'anis and mafate should pay the knas to the father. The father's out of the picture now. She's there, same in B'chayavir. But the bush is begam, you didn't need a gemar din for it. That the chiyah was chal right away. You'll need a hamad b'din to be mevarer how much he owes, to establish how much is the bush, how much is the begam. But once you got a mevarer, it'll be a glory Muslim affair, that chiyah was always there. But the hamad b'din is relevant for the knas. So that's what a group of Rishonim say. So Tosfos insists that it's not so. Tosfos got the whole chiddush from the word harei hein. Shalatzma. What is hain? Hain is in the plural. Not only goes on the oinus money, the chamishim shekel kesef, it goes also on the bushes of pegam. Why should that be so? It doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos says that's a gzeris of kasam. The misha zenitan, zenitan. That's the first Tosfos, a mem aleph and a beis in the next perek, perek narish and espatza. And the Tosfos by us is relying on what they wrote. They're alluding to what they wrote in the beginning of the next parak. That's the Tosfos Yesh Bega Bekever, the bottom Tosfos on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. They write like that. So Tosfos Harehein Shalatzma Lamisha Zenitan, Zenitan. So on the assumption, all right, either like Tosfos or not like Tosfos, at least the Oinus of Mefata money is Liatzma. If Lo Hispika Lamed Bedin Al Shebogra, says she's no longer Bishul Sevier. What if Lahis speak Alamed Bedin Ashenisis? We're going to wait till we're going to have Amar Bedin. The girl has to move on in life. All the other girls in her class are married already. She's already 12 years old and 3 months. She's the last one in the class. Everybody's married. They all used to get married very young then. She doesn't want to be the old lady. So she also gets married. so she has nisuin. So the Gemara says, oh, once you have nisuin, that's on Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, above the Mishnah. Once you have nisuin, so that's the same as Bagra. So she's a Yisayim B'chayav. So just like if they speak on Lamed Bidin Ad Shebagra, the Mishnah says Harehein Liatzma, whatever that means, either means all three, or it goes on the Knas. So too, if Lahispik Alam Bidin Ad Shenisis, there's also Harehein Liatzma. What would be the din of Lahispik Alam Bidin Ad Sheniskatcha? So Kiddushin is partially Moitzim Mishu Savir. So the Mishnah has, so the Gemara discusses that topic in light of the Mishnah and Lamed Chesem et Aleph. The Mishnah with the Braisa present three different opinions in the there are two Tanoim with three opinions. How can there be two Tanoim with three opinions? Trei Tanoi Alibi to Rebbe Akiva. There are two versions as to what Rebbe Akiva said. So you have two Tanoim, Rabbi Yosef Aglili in disagreement with Rebbe Akiva, and there are two versions of Rebbe Akiva. What's the Shaila? How do you read the Pasuk in the Chumash? It says in the Pasuk, if a man is an honest and a father, asher lo orosa, v'shoch avima, then he has to pay chamishim shekel. What does it mean? Asher lo orosa. So one could have said, if the girl is an arusa, then she's an eshes ish. Then there's a chi of misa. Then it's kom lebe de rabbinei. And even if it would be bizman hazeh, that there's no beis hamikdash and there's no einish misa, that's tana de bechizkia. Even b'li hasra, even b'shoigeh, it's still going to become lebi de rabbinei. So the Gemara says this one who says like that. The question is, that's what the pasuk means. What the pasuk tells me, the din of kam lebi de rabbinei. Don't we have other psukim to teach us? We had so many psukim, two psukim for kam lebi de rabbinei. How many psukim do you need? Why should you need a third pasuk to say ashalo arasa? If the girl is now an iraham arasa, when he does the einus amefate, so since there's a chi of misa, even if lemaisa there isn't. With Poel Mamish, there isn't Misa, but since theoretically there should have been a Chimisa, it's Kamle with the Rabbi Mitam Tanel Bechizke. We know Tanel Bechizke from other Psukim. Why do you need another Pasuk? So the Gemara says, oh, I need another Pasuk to tell me that Kamle with the Rabbi Ne doesn't only Pata from Mammon, it even Patas from Knas. Because where's the original Pasuk of Kamle with the Rabbi Ne? By the Mevelodis. Mevelodis is Mammon, it's not Knas. Where's the other Pasuk Kamle with the Rabbi Ne? And the Chachamim de Reb Meir, leave out Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that pasuk goes on Misa and Malkus. Chum said that it goes on Malkus and Mammon. Which kind of Mammon? So one could say it only goes on Mammon. It doesn't go on Knas. Why should I distinguish? So the Gemara says there's room to distinguish because one could argue and say that Knas is a Chiddush. What do you mean a Chiddush? Adova Yoitzim in a Klal. Why is it a Chiddush? It's Yoitzim in Mashi Hizik. Normally I hold a person responsible for the hefsed mammon that he caused. Here there was no hefsed mammon. The knas mi pei yosem imashe hizik. So one might have developed such an idea that knas chidusha shechidusha Torah, and even with the kam lebi de rabbinei, should knock off the chi of knas. So that's why I need an additional pasuk. Asher lo orasa doesn't mean she had never been urasa. It means she's now. She's at present not an arusa. And it tells me the din of kam lebi de rabbinei. What do you need? Another pasuk. It tells me, come live with the rabbi, and he even cancels a chi of knas. The Gemara says, Rabba cannot subscribe to that interpretation. We're talking about Tanoi. What are they mixing in Rabba for? Okay. So the Gemara says, Rabba cannot accept that interpretation in the pasuk, because Rabba Taka says, knas chidush shechid shatara, avagap the mikdal mashalah. So he holds that you can't have a pasuk that says like that. So what does the pasuk mean? Ashalo aras? It doesn't mean she is not an arusa, because if she would have been an arusa, I would have applied the rule of kam lebi de rabbinei. No, Rabbi holds kam lebi de rabbinei doesn't apply. That's a question. Rabbi really holds like that, or Rabbi only says that alibi de rabbinei? Okay, so there were two pshatim, Rashi and Taisus, on the earlier daf. What did Rabbi mean? Said, what's an alternative way to read the pasuk? Ashelo arusa. So the Tanaim say no. The whole din of oynis amefata only applies that she had never had erisin. If she once had erisin, even though by now she's already divorced or the husband died, and there's no kam lebi de rabbinei. Right now when he's ma'anis and mefat to her, there's no chiyuv nisim. But since she already had an erisin, so she was yotza mishus aviha, and therefore what? So one version is ein lo knas, period. Just like a bogeris. It says, kifat ish naira besula. If she's a Bogeris, there's no din of Einus HaMefata. And if she's a Beulah, there's no din of Einus HaMefata. So she was once married, and then she once had Erisin, and she got divorced. Erisin is partially Moitza Mishus Avia. So it's like if Bogrosh is Yotza Mishus Avia, there's no Knas at all. So if Erisin, even though the husband died, or the husband gave her a get, she was Yotza Mishus Avia, and there's no longer any Chi of Einus HaMefata at all. The Boishes of Begam, there will be. That's Odom Achaybal Bachaver, that you will have. But you won't have a din of, you won't have the whole parsha. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, Ain lo knas at all. Just like Bogeret says, no knas, and Bula, there's no knas. So once you're in the Sarsa, there's no knas. And Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah disagrees, says, no, the Pasuk means to say, Knosa liatzmo. The Pasuk only says she's Yotza Meshus Avia partially, so therefore the father has no right to ask for the knas. But she is entitled to the knas, not the same as a bogeris or a beula. Why should I split? You have three miutim in the same line in the pasuk. Naira besula asher lo eros, and naira velo bogeris means no knas at all. Besula velo beula means no knas at all. Shelo eros means not liavia. The knas. Why do you distinguish? Gemara says ho yishtani gufa, ho lo yishtani gufa. Gemara says on the top, on the sixth line from the top of lamed ches on the base. If she's a beula. She's a Bogeres, it's a different type of a body, a different guf. So there's no knas at all. But if the girl is partially yotza, mishus avia, because of the erisin, so there it's more mistapa to say that the pasuk is only memayit, that the father is not a balabos to collect the knas. So Rabbi erst abaye shayla, boy minei Rabbi me abaye, that's interesting. Rabbi erst abaye shayla, he used to learn mechavrusa. The Gemara says in brachas, they used to ask children, they learn together. And the Gemara says that Abai was sharper than Rava. Abai was sharper than Rava, and they were children. But sharp doesn't always mean we paskin like you. They were very sharp gedolim 100 years ago. So the ones who were the sharpest are the ones whose opinions were never. Abitzel Aponovich, he was the sharpest of all. We never accept the Rav Chava was Meiridik sharp. We don't accept his opinions halacha l'maaseh. Sometimes too sharp is no good. Agav churfa shabeshta. Sometimes too sharp, so you make mistakes. So even Abai was sharper than Rav as a child, but we usually paskin like Rav, except for the Al-Kagam. The Gemara has boy minei Ravam, the Abai, Rav asked Abai Shaila, what's the din? The man who's ma'anis a mafata girl, and then she's niskacha afterwards. If the girl would be nisis afterwards, or the girl would be bugger afterwards before Hamad Bedin, then the Mishnah says in the beginning of the next pek, harehein shalatzma, what if the girl was niskacha? So niskacha, on the assumption that something changes, on the assumption like Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, except Rabbi Akiva, that's what we pass on, Rabbi Akiva the Masnissan. When the three versions, from the two versions of Rabbi Akiva and the sheets of Rabbi Yosef Aglili, so pass on like Rabbi Akiva the Masnissan, Yesh Laknasa Knosa Liatzma, so Rabbi asks Rabbi, what would you say if the man was Ma'anis and Mefata, the girl, and then she was Neskacha before Hamad Bedin? So Rabbi says, it's not the same. If Nisis or Bogra, Mama, she leaves the Mishu Savir Lagamre. If Niskacha, it's a partially Yitzim Mishu Savir. The Abai says that's only if Niskacha before the Oynes of Mafata Maisa, then the Chivna starts out to be Liatzma, Knosa Liatzma. But if initially it was Chal, she was a Pnuya. She wasn't an Arusa. And then the Chiv initially was Chal to the father. He just didn't have a chance to make Hamor Bedin. The left and Niskacha. So Niskacha, he's not yet Yisamim B'chayvah. She's still Bishul Savir. The father has the right to be Mam and her Ledin, and it's still Shalavir. That's the Maskanas HaGemara. Then the Gemara presents a dispute between Abai V'Rava. What's the din? The man is Ma'anis HaMafata, a girl, and the girl dies before Hamad Bedin. So if the girl would have been Bagra or Nisis before Hamad Bedin, so she's Yotza Mishus Avia. So the father, Harehin Shalatzma. The father's no longer entitled to whatever the Mishnah is talking about, either only the Knas or all three. The Knas plus the Boshes of Begam. Tosfos says goes on all three. So what would you say over here in this case? What if the girl was Mishus Avia and the Chi of all three, the Knas with the Boshes of Begam, everything was Chal to the father? He didn't have a chance to make Amar Abedin until after the girl dies. But the girl dies also not Bishus Avia. So Abai says it's the same thing, that Misa is like beggar. Misa should be like Bagros. just like by Bogra, she leaves the Mishus Aviyah. So if she dies, she's not here on the face of the earth. Also, she leaves the Mishus Aviyah. So the Gemara presents, that's Abai's opinion. And Rav, there are two versions of what Rav said. According to the first version of Rav, Rav outright disagrees with Abai. And he only cleared the Shailips a detail of a different halach. According to the second version of Rav, who is the second version again? Ma Bar Avashi boy lo hachi. Ma Bar Avashi, around 20 lines from the top of Lama Tesla. Ma Bar Avashi is the second version. According to the second version, what was Pshita Leila Abaye was Mesapk Leila Rav. So usually when there's a Machloikas Abaye v'Rav, we always pass them like Rav except for Yalkagam. This is not one of the Yalkagams. But the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh, Rabbi Yosef Kar considered these are the three who count, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. So not only when he's writing the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, when he's writing his Kesem Mishnah also, he's only considering these main Rishonim. So the Rambam writes over here, the din is like Abaye. So the Kesem Mishnah has to explain, why is the din like Abaye? Machlekes Abaye v'Rav. It's not from the Al-Kagam. So he says, because my depshita leila Abaye, misapka leila Rav, according to the second version. According to the first version of Rav, but we got into trouble with the first version. It's a little shaky. The first version was that Rava outright disagrees with Abai. But Ma Bar Avashi touched it up. The first version doesn't read straight. So the second version of Rava was Ma Bar Avashi's version. Ma Depshita Lalabai Misapkele LaRava. So the Kesem Mishnah says, Lo Shavkinon, Pshitusa D'Abaye, when do you pass on like Rava against Abai? If it's an outright machlekes, each one says Vadai. But if Abai says it didn't, Rava says maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. So it may be you're right. So Rava didn't outright disagree with Abaye. So here the din is like Abaye. So the Kesem Mishnah writes, that's what the Rif says, and that's what the Rosh says, and that's what the Rambam says. So all the three major poskim all say the same thing. The din is like Abaye.
Going back to what Rabbi said about if she was ever in a Rif, then the mind goes to her.
Even though she's already in this garsha, or meis habal, so it's knas aliyatzma, right? If right now she's on a rusa, that's kom lebi the rabbin, that we don't need a pasuk for.
Right. So how come, I guess he differentiates between, like Rabbi was saying, regular, normally, if it's just kedushin, it rolls back, whatever.
Right. Here's the gzeres hakasav. That she leaves the Rishus Aviyah. We know that she leaves partially Rishus Aviyah ben Geta, Havaris Nedarim. And therefore, since it's only partially, if the husband will die, give her a get, it'll be Nisrektim Rishus Aviyah. She rolls back into the Rishus Aviyah. And over here, the Pasuk says not so. She partially left the Rishus Aviyah in an irreversible fashion. Mikan Labo, the Knas is going to be the Atzma. Yeah. Knas is going to be the Atzma. So the Gemara, in the first version of Ravah, Rava outright disagrees with Abai that if the daughter, the daughter died before the father had a chance to bring the ma'anis to din Torah, so Rava holds that the father is entitled to collect, can still collect, but Rava just had a suffix. What if the girl is dead and buried for 6 months already? Her birthday, when she became Naira, Rashi explains over here what the three dinam are. There's a Ktana, Naira, and a Bogeris. A Ktana is up until Yud Bei Shana V'Yom Echad. That's called Shanim. Then in order to become a Gdoila, a Naira is a Gdoila. In order to become a Gdoila, you need what we call Shanim V'Simanim. She cannot become a Gdoila before the age of Yud Bei Shana V'Yom Echad. Yud Bei Shana V'Yom Echad means, let's say, Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. So 13 years later, on Vav Adar, that's called Yud Gimel Shanim. The last day of the 13th year is Yud Gimel Shanim. The first day, when it comes Zayin Adar, he was born on Zayin Adar. So when it comes 13 years later on Zayin Adar, that's the first day of the 14th year. That's called Yud Gimel Shanim V'Yom Echad. A lot of people make a mistake. They think Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, he becomes Bar Mitzvah 13 years later on Ches Adar, Yom Echad. So that's a mistake Baal Bat to make. Yom Echad means if it wouldn't have had a din of Yom Echad, he would have been Bar Mitzvah on Vav Adar. Yom Echad means the first day into the 14th year. And the girl becomes the Gedoila the first day into the 13th year. That's what in Kabbalah Svarim they write, Orli Abba Asar, Boitkim Asacham Mitzl Oran Er. Orli Abba Asar means the first day into the 14th year, a boy becomes a bar mitzvah. So the first moment into the 14th day of Nisan, the Jewish people reach gadlus. That Leil B'tikas Chametz is a time to destroy the Chametz, represents the Yetzirah and the Midas Rois. So that's the beginning of the gadlus of Kal Yisrael. So they have this because you need Yud Gimushan of Yemechim. So Rashi again explains over here just the ABCs. He says it's a Gemaris and Nida, Gemaris and Kiddushin like that. That before the age of Yud Beishan of Yemechim, let's say the girl was born on Zayin Adar. So 12 years later on Zayin Adar, she can become a Gedoyla, provided that she has Shtei Cyrus. If the Shtei Cyrus on the Eva Ho'erva, if the Cyrus grew before Yud Beishanim, then Rashi quotes the Gemara, that's only called Shuma B'Yalma. Shin Vav Mem. Alav Shuma means growth. Like sometimes people have a growth of hair where it doesn't belong. So over there, it does belong, but the hair doesn't belong at such a young age. So if the boy develops Shtei Cyrus before Yud Gimushanim Yamecha, the girl develops Shtei Cyrus before, those Shtei Cyrus can't count for later. The boy or the girl only become Gedolim on Yud Gimushanim Yamecha if the Shtei Cyrus grew on that day. It's a Pella, how can that be? Whatever Cyrus grew before, don't count. And the child becomes bar mitzvah 2 minutes after Tzeisar Kocha. Moshe Rabbeinu is born Zayin Adar. So 13 years later, you look, and it becomes bar mitzvah. It's Tzeisar Kochavim of Zayin Adar. The Gemara says in Erechin that the people become bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, it's me'es le'es. What does it mean, me'es le'es? So there's a big machlekes Rishayim and a machlekes Achrayim. Magen Avraham in Hilchas Yishtabach quotes this machlokes. After Yishtabach, you have to have a chazan to say Chatzikadosh and to say Baruch Hu. You can only say Chatzikadosh and Baruch Hu, Tzadovish, and Bigdush if you have a minion. Minion, you have to have Asara, Noshim, Gedolim. You have to have 10 people who are bar mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham goes into all dissertation. Shulchan Aruch has a little bit. Magen Avraham has more. When do people become bar mitzvah? So he quotes this machlokes Achrayim. How do you read the Gemara? It's machlokes of Rishonim. And the Machlek Zachrenim had a Paschim. When the Gemara says you need Me'es Leis, what does it mean? When the child was born, he was born 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So 13 years later, on Zayin Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't become Bar Mitzvah, Tzeisar Kochavim, the night of Zayin Adar, he only becomes Bar Mitzvah 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Or do you say no? The other half of the Rishonim say, Rav Soloveitchik always used to think that that was a joke. But half of the Rishonim, half of the Achrenim say like that. They take Me'es Leis literally. So what's the alternative pshat? So Tosfos gives the other pshat. Maybe what it means is like this. One might mistakenly think that all the children born in this year should all become bar mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah that year. That's Yom Echad. That's the first day into the 14th year. Whoever was born in Shnas, Tavshin, Samach, Beis. That's the first year. So Tavshin, Ayin, Hey, I guess will be the 13th year. So the beginning of Tavshin Ayin Vav, everybody becomes bar mitzvah, Rosh Hashanah. Yom Echad, the first day into the 14th year. So Kamash Malan, no, you need Me'es Leis means you have to wait till it comes Ayin Adar. But it doesn't mean you have to wait till the minute of the day. So that's a major machlokes Rishonim. So let's say if you the child becomes, Moshe Rabbeinu was born 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Ayin Adar, and now it's 13 years later, he either becomes bar mitzvah Leil Ayin Adar, Tzeisar Kochavim, or it comes bar mitzvah 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Whatever Cyrus grew on the Abraham before that doesn't count. And a second after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or a second after Tzeisar Kochavim, we say he's a bar mitzvah. But where did the Shtei Cyrus? So we assume the Shtei Cyrus grew in 1 second. The Shtei Cyrus grew, but they have to be so long. There's a machlokes Satanaim and need how long the Cyrus have to be. They have to have a certain minimum length. And we assume long enough to be able to fold it over. So the Shtei Cyrus grew after Tzeisar Kochavim, in 1 minute, they grew. You send the kid up to daven for Anamah, he says Kiddush on Friday night. He's mochi everybody in the family. So how can it be? So that's a pella, I don't know. I just remember, I was once talking to Rabbi Gifter Zuchanel about this, and I didn't get any straight answer. I don't remember whether he raised the issue or I raised the issue. I don't remember any straight answer on the question. How can it be that? So Rashi is explaining like that. Let's say the girl is already 16 years old. She doesn't have any Shtei Cyrus, so she's still a Ketana till the age of 16. Okay? So let's say a normal girl has developed Shtei Cyrus at the age of Yud Beis Shana V'Yamechad. She becomes a Gedola. Gedola means she has to fast on Yom Kippur. She has to keep all the mitzvahs and so on. And then she's a Naira for 6 months. Eima Nairus Lebagros. Elashisha Chadoshim Velvan. We mentioned there's a Tshuva Sagainim where they write that there's a parallel by a boy also. A boy has also three stages, a Kotan, a Nar, and a Boiger. Where do you have that it's relevant, the intermediate stage by a boy, by a girl, is Negea to many halachas. Aforis Nadorim, and Noinisa Mefata, many, many dinim is Negea. To sell her as an Amar Vriya, the father can only sell her until Nairis, after Nairis, he can't sell. What do you have by boys? So there's only Negea to one din, the din of Mensara Mara. So the Oitzah Gainim there in Sanhedrin, the beginning of Perek Mensara Mara, quotes this from the Gainim, that just as parallel to the girl is by the boy, you also have the three stages. So what's the halacha by the boy? How long is it by the boy? So the Gemara says, in the beginning of Bensara, the first Mishnah says maximum 3 months, and sometimes it'll be less than 3 months. By the girl, it's Eina Naris the Bargus of the Shisha Chadashim Bilvad, and the Gemara said that's it. It's not that it's a minimum of six months. All it is is six months. What if the girl doesn't have Shnei Saris till the age of 18? So then also she becomes a Naira at 18, and then at 18 and a half she becomes a Bogera. So they say, no, you can't be a Naira past the age of 12 and a half. Let's say she brings Shtei Cyrus at the age of 12 and 4 months. She'll be a Naira for 2 months, and she'll become a Bogera 2 months later. So that's a discussion the Mishlah Melech has on the Rambam. He quotes the Machloikis. The Rambam says the normal way, and he quotes the Tosfos says the funny way. Rambam says you always have 6 months. Then. When she brings Shnei Saris at the age of 18, she'll be a Naira for 6 months, and she'll become a Bagheera at 18 and a half. And the Mishlah Melech, on the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, where the Rambam has all the dinim of Gadlos, he quotes the Tosfos and Nida says not so. You can't be a Naira past the age of 12 and a half, and she brings the Shnei Saris at the age of 12 and 4 months, she'll only be a Naira for 2 months. So Rava had a suffix over here where they say Yesh Beged B'Kever, Eish Beged B'Kever. What happened over here? Someone wants Ma'anus HaMafata, a girl, and the girl dies. He was Ma'anus HaMafata, the girl, at the age of 12 and 2 months. Then the girl dies, she's dead and buried, and she's buried for 4 months. So do you say the clock ticks on, and the girl becomes a Bogeris in the Kever? Yesh Beged B'Kever. Very strange. Very strange. Yesh Beged B'Kever. There's one question that Zman is a concept that's only relevant for living people. So if a person is dead, what do you mean the clock keeps on ticking on? The clock stopped ticking already. And even if you hold the clock, even if you hold that Zman is relevant for dead people, but to say the girl, her goof becomes a Bulgaris, the goof rotted away already. I mean, they ate her up already. The worms crawled in, the worms crawled out, they ate everything up. But what do you mean she becomes a Bulgaris? Such a peladiki gemar. Very strange. So Rava had a suffix where the Yesh Beged B'Kever, Arein Beged B'Kever. L'may Nafkemina. So the Gemara words it, if Yesh Beged B'Kever, and the father didn't yet hemid bedin, the father didn't yet make Amor bedin, they collect the Oinus and Mefata money. So then if you say Yesh Beged B'Kever, so then Knosa Liatzma. What is Knosa? But she's dead. So the Gemara says, okay, her son will get the Knos. Or the Benohavi, her son will get the Knas. Or do you say, no, ain't Beged B'Kever, so the father's entitled to get the Knas. So then the Gemara says, her son, how is that possible? She can't have a son. What you have to talk about the son? A Ktana cannot become Misaberes the Obedes. If a Ktana becomes pregnant, the Uba will die, she'll die. It's not going to come to fruition. It's not going to happen. And there's only 6 months. She can't become uberis in such a way that she should be able to have a live baby and she should survive unless she became pregnant after Nairis, after the age of Yud Beishan of Yom Echad. And then there's only 6 months in between. How can she possibly have a baby? It's not shach. You need more than 6 months in order to have a baby. So it's not shach to have the B'no Havi. So the Gemara changes it a little bit. The Gemara touches up the Shai. So here Tosis raises a major topic, the bottom Tosis Yesh Beged B'Kever. The Gemara said, should I say, Yesh Beged B'Kever Ude B'Nohavi, and her son Yarshins it? Don't we have a rule, Ein on a Marish Knas Lebanov? Where's that rule? So that Loshen appears at the beginning of the fourth parak, Ein on a Marish Knas Lebanov. So Taisa says, yeah, but there are contradictions from other Gemaras. So Belineta, we have to continue with this topic, whether other Marish Knas Lebanov or not. What should the din be? Even if you say that the Chi of Knas is not really completed, until Hamada Bedin, but when a person dies, the Yorin should get all the schusim that the father had. The father had a schus that he has the right to be Toveya to get a knas. So the Yorin should Yarshan the schus, even if you say there is no Chiv knas until Bezna makes Hamada Bedin. But there was a schus to be able to ask for it, so that should go be Yerusha. The schus should go be Yerusha. Why all of a sudden should you say Eina Morish knas lebon? Okay, I apologize, I gotta go. And Sunday I'm not going to be here, but we'll be there on Monday morning. We'll pick up from the bottom tesis.
How do they know that the stage of Nair was only 3 months and not 6 months?